ASIO's Director General has labelled right-wing extremism a growing threat to the security of Australia. Delivering his annual speech on threats to Australia's security, Mike Burgess also identified foreign interference and espionage, which he labelled Cold War in nature. But the Home Affairs Minister says the government is equally focused on left and right-wing extremism. A short time ago, I interviewed Peter Dutton and I began by asking him about a woman from Melbourne's southeast who's been charged with foreign incursion offences this afternoon.
The only thing I can say at this stage is that the Federal Police, along with the Victorian Police, have executed a search warrant. There's a 22-year-old female dual Afghani Australian citizen that has been charged, as I understand, and the police will make a statement in relation to that in due course.
Is there any more you can tell us about what she's alleged to have done?
No, I'm not going to go into that detail just at the moment, Patricia. I think obviously the investigators are doing their work at the moment, so I'll allow them to do that. But I hope it's just a reminder that we do face a very serious threat when you've got young people being indoctrinated online, and we've got other Western democracies like ours that are under constant attack or planning for attack. We need to make sure that the agencies have got the powers and the resources. And as Mike Burgess pointed out last night, Australia is just not exempt from that threat.
You've been criticised today for referring to left-wing extremism as well as right-wing extremism. Now, Mike Burgess mentioned right-wing extremism, I think, about six times in this speech on threats to Australia. Jenny McAllister raised, where did you get your advice on using left-wing extremism, given he didn't mention it? Where did you get that advice?
Well, Patricia, look, you can use Islamic extremist. You get in trouble for using that. You can use left-wing to describe everybody from the left to the right. You know, left-wing, right-wing, I said today, I don't care where people are on the spectrum. If they pose a threat to our country, if they want to do harm to Australians, then they're in our sight. And I'm just completely blind to where people are on the spectrum, which is why I just find it such a semantic and nonsense debate that if people are involved in a right-wing organisation, they're planning an attack, they're acting outside of the law, they will be treated no differently than somebody who is an Islamic extremist that's planning an attack in the same way. And that's been the approach that I've always taken. I just think it's such a juvenile distraction. The Director General of ASIO pointed out, and not just this Director General either, Duncan Lewis before him, the fact that ASIO has been concentrating on right-wing extremist lunatic groups and individuals for literally decades. And I just don't understand why we get bogged down in this language. The bigger issue here is the threat that we face and what we're doing about it. And that was the subject of Mr. Burgess's speech last night.
Okay, so when you refer to left-wing terrorism, do you mean these Islamist groups?
Yes, I do. And anybody in between. As I say, I don't care whether they're neo-Nazis or they're part of some cell that's been involved in a fight in the Middle East or trying to recruit people on shore or fundraise on shore. These are all people that ASIO have an interest in. And the fact that they've been able to thwart the number of attempts that they have, the fact that they've been able to make arrests and conduct investigations as recently as you point out today, indicates that we have a very, very real problem. And we have a problem, big problem with foreign interference as well in our country. And we're making sure that we can support the agencies to deal with that threat so that we can keep Australians safe.
Are you considering listing any right-wing extremist groups as terrorist organisations?
Yes, if the advice from ASIO is that we should. Now, I've been criticised for not listing Hezbollah in the way that some people would want us to, but I acted on the advice of ASIO not to list. And similarly, if there are right-wing extremist groups that fit the criteria under the criminal code, then again, there'll be no discrimination. It was pointed out to me today by the Labor Party, oh, well, the United Kingdom has just listed two organisations there, as in right-wing extremist organisations. Now, I'm not going to comment on individual organisations, but if an organisation doesn't have a presence in Australia or isn't planning an attack or isn't fitting the criteria, well, we don't list organisations for symbolism. We list them because they pose a significant threat, and the Minister of the day, in my case, has to adhere to the advice of ASIO, and that's the responsible action that we should take.
Okay.
And
so ASIO hasn't yet suggested that to you.
No.
Do you know if it's on the cards?
I think, again, Mike Burgess and his predecessor, Duncan Lewis, have pointed out that they well and truly have right-wing organisations, have had for a long time, had those people in their sights, and if they provide the advice to me recommending that any organisation, right wing or other, fits the criteria and is to be listed on their recommendation, I will list it. There's no recommendation that they've made to me where I haven't adhered to that advice, and I'm not about to start now.
Centre Alliance is pushing for greater disclosure of the foreign nationals or countries engaged in interference, especially if we're talking about China. Why not disclose that, given it's such an open secret anyway, that China is, in our view, behind this interference?
Well, Patricia, I think Mike Burgess got the balance right last night. I think he used the appropriate language, and that's the language that we would seek to use as well. Again, agnostic about the country, whether it's China or Iran or North Korea or whoever it might be, Russia. If somebody's trying to interfere with our electoral process, for example, hacking into the Australian Electoral Commission or seeking to interfere with a democratic election here, then we'll act on it. And it doesn't matter the state actor. The question is what action they're taking, whether it's outside of Australian law, whether it's against our national interest and sovereignty. And if that's the case, then that's the criteria for ASIO or the Australian Federal Police or the other agencies to act. And I think that's what Australians would expect.
I just want to talk about coronavirus. Sure. And your plans there. I know you're going off to a National Security Committee meeting. Are we going to lift travel bans? Is that now on the cards?
The medical advice at the moment is that we shouldn't lift that arrangement. And I think the advisory, travel advisories coming out of DFAT rely on that advice from the doctors as well. So not just the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, but also the state and territory chief medical officers. And they rely on information from the WHO, from their Chinese counterparts and other international organisations. So they put all of that intelligence and all of that information together. And we've made our decisions based on that because clearly that is in Australia's best interests. And we've had 15 people confirmed with coronavirus so far. 7 of the 170 who have come off the ship in Japan have been assessed as having the virus also. And that's a relatively low number when you compare what's happening in the north of Italy at the moment or in other countries, including Korea and Japan.
Does that mean there's a risk to relaxing it, given what we're seeing across the world, Europe, Iran?
Well, at the moment, we're just repeating the advice that this is a very serious situation. And the advice is that it's in our national interest, it's in our best interest at the moment to keep in place the settings that we've got. And we want to keep Australians, particularly older Australians, who are more susceptible to this virus, those with comorbidities, where there is a higher mortality rate, we want to keep them safe. And I think particularly in the Chinese diaspora community here in Australia, people have been praising the efforts and the responses of the Australian government. I think it's been a common sense balanced approach, and it's been based on the evidence, based on the advice, and that's what we'll continue to do.
That's the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton. What do you make of that revelation? The increase of these far-right groups. 0418 226 576 is the text line.